toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's the place to go. The features we give to you. So enjoy those on us. And the main feature actually allows you to create the content on the site. Everything you see there in the main column was submitted by a listener just like you. So as you're surfing around the web, you see something that you think's interesting, you want our listeners to know about, you just submit it as show prep to the website, and then other listeners can vote on whether they like or dislike it, and the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them, and of course more people are also going to see them and enjoy them. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Coming up, Julia, you're going to tell us about the synthetic marijuana that has been banned by the DEA. But first, to the phones and the funds, Scott is in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Scott?
Hello.
Hey, good evening. What's on your mind tonight?
I have a cautionary tale about public school for you.
All right, sure.
Because I know what a fan you are of public school.
Hardly.
Yeah, I have two kids that are in public school right now, grade one and grade three, and my 8 year old, he's the one in grade three, and him and my wife have been having problems lately. He's been acting out, getting angry, stuff like this. So sometimes my wife needs to physically pick him up to bring him to his room for a clean off period. You know, he won't go on his own, so we have to get him up there. So one of these times in the last little while, she grabbed him and brought him upstairs, and he bumped his lip on, I don't know, the side or the banister, who knows.
He's thrashing about and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
That's going to happen, you know. Kids are going to bump themselves and make
and an 8-year-old is big, and they can do some damage to you.
How old again? I'm sorry, 10?
Eight.
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 Okay. Yeah. So anyways, when
so
he was...
So what's his weight, just out of curiosity?
Oh, I'm 55, 60, around there, 60
okay.
pounds.
So not a the size of not a small dog.
Yes. He is, you know, it takes some effort to pick him up, especially when they're thrashing about.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark knows what it's like for even just a little kid trying to pick up a little kid that's thrashing about, now triple his size, right?
So he got a split lip from this event?
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, he called it a split lip, but it's just, there wasn't really much damage. But
was there blood?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
it's like some swelling.
Drop.
Swelling, okay. Right? A little crack, some swelling.
Got it.
So now we move on to school, and he tells, I don't know who he tells, if it's his classmates or his teacher, told somebody that his mom hit him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So,
oh, my.
The school, you see what's coming up. The school calls whoever. I don't know if it was the school counselor first or the teacher, but anyways, our government agency here that takes care of children is called CFS, Child Family Services.
So
came to the school, interviewed my son without, of course, talking to us or anything like that. To just grab him and do a one-on-one interview. And that's what freaks me out the most, because I don't like that idea of some stranger talking to my kid, because they can plant ideas or do whatever. Kids are very successful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
it would not have been the first time that they've done that,
exactly.
By essentially suggesting to the kids what they should say to get mommy and daddy in trouble.
Yeah, and you can ask very leading questions and get all sorts of information.
Did mommy touch you here? You know, I mean,
exactly.
This is exactly how they do it.
Yeah, this is what happens, and this has been my fear for all the years I've had kids in school. This would happen. Now it finally happened, and but what ended up happening was the CFS lady, she could kind of tell right away that it wasn't what my son was saying, what it was. He's kind of exaggerating. So she called my wife, and she said, well, I can come to your house, or you can come to my office. I just need to talk to you. And so my wife called me and said, do not let them in our house. Mm-hmm. I don't want those people around, because they could find anything. They could find something. They could find something.
You people use steak knives?
You have a, you know.
Do you stick these in your children?
Exactly. Such a dangerous household. So anyway, she went to the lady's office and talked to her, and she kind of knew that this was being exaggerated by my son, and so nothing came of it after that.
That's quite lucky, by the way. I mean, you know, I believe that the people that work for CPS generally are trying to, CFS there?
CFS here.
CFS are generally trying to do a good job, but you never know whether you've got somebody who's a zealot for whatever reason. They just get the impression in their mind. I mean, people, Think about your lifetime. People have accused you of things that you haven't done.
Exactly.
And, you know, then when you're talking
about
something,
when it comes to kids, people take that really seriously.
When you're talking about something as serious as children here, well, you know, it's serious. This young man, this 8-year old, he said that his mother hit him. Well, I don't know what to think about the scenario. I think I'm going to have to take the prudent course here and separate him from the family for 2 weeks with a foster family. God knows what'll happen in that time frame.
Yeah, then I can get molested.
And then I have three other kids, though. And
is is hitting your kid, like, across the face, like slapping your kid, is that illegal?
Not illegal as far as I know in this area, but, I mean, I don't know what exactly they would do.
Right.
My main concern really was them coming to my house and seeing some not anti-government propaganda book that I have or something like that, because last year in Winnipeg, CFS removed two children out of a home because the parents were racist. They were like white supremacists, and they came to the home because the kid went to school with a swastika drawn on her arm. Her mom drew it on there, which is stupid. But anyway, CFS ended
sure, those people are stupid.
Right, this is a thought crime, though.
That was a bad move. You know. Oh yeah, exactly. But so they went to their home, saw white propaganda or whatever in their house, and said, "We're taking these kids because of your beliefs." And that's when I was. That's when I thought, holy crap, I can
just
never
to be clear, not you're not a white supremacist.
Right.
No. I'm liberty-minded, which is just as bad.
Right. Well, when they see
bad in their minds.
Exactly. Yeah, when they see some sort of pro-freedom, they add propaganda, they'll think of it as anti-government and that this is a dangerous viewpoint and that children shouldn't be around this. You're an extremist,
etc. Well, with Barry Cooper, that wasn't that the excuse they used, because he was teaching his children to not trust the government, and that was one of the reasons why they yanked their kids, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So those are things that are on my mind with this. But anyways, so the prologue or the aftermath, you know, nothing's really going on now. But that's just the first time, right? There's going to be more. And
what makes you think that?
Well, because I have more children that are going to be going through the school system still.
Well, aren't you ready to take them out of the school system?
Oh, yeah.
My question.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at options. Mostly I'm looking at unschooling, not a home school, not a private school. Probably an unschooling system.
I love that concept.
Yeah, I do
so
too.
Awesome.
I love it.
And can you describe what the concept is?
Me?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I believe, and I'm not that knowledgeable on it, but I actually knew a family, a large Christian family, and all of the children, all 8 of them, were unschooled. And basically, you teach your child how to learn at a very young age and how to pursue topics that interest them, and they teach themselves.
And it couldn't be any easier today with the internet and the availability of information.
And if you think about it, children are eager to learn before
they
go into school. So if you teach them that early, they don't get that middle school, oh, I hate reading, I hate learning,
right.
I hate. Like, that comes from public school and being forced
totally.
To do things.
Totally. School in general, like the way that they force kids to
learn. Well, really is like a prison. So
mm-hmm.
if you send the kids, you know, what they like every day is lunch and recess. Mm. You know what I mean? When they're very young.
Absolutely.
They like learning, but as soon as they start to realize that they spend so much of their time just, you know what I mean, do this, do that, it's sad, really.
And not just that there's this kind of meme in school. I mean, you know, and think about it. Any school that's been there for any length of time has had, kids, it's had the same sort of it has the ability to transfer this sort of corporate conversation. I don't know how to use this term exactly right to describe it, but kids say, I hate school. And then so the younger kids hear the older kids say, I hate school. And then the younger kids get older, and then they say they hate school, and they tell it to the younger kids. So that, you know, like, it just keeps on getting passed down generation to generation, an oral history,
as it were. It's definitely not cool at all to like learning if you're in public
Absolutely.
School.
Absolutely. And I picked up on that when I was in elementary school. I remember that there was this, I don't know, this aura, this general demeanor amongst the kids that you were cool if you were stupid. Like, it was not.
And this is in the gifted school.
I went to a magnet school for elementary school. I went to the gifted school after middle school. But nonetheless, it was still a kind of a special elementary school because it pulled kids from all over the county rather than just one zone. Hey, thanks, and let us know how that unschooling goes if you go that route, Scott. And glad the attack from the state wasn't as bad as it could have been. You still got your kids. 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got an experience with unschooling you'd like to tell us about, whether as a student or as a parent. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to talk about educational experiences, the cyber war, anything goes here at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there completely free. We've got archives and the wiki and Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies in our shrine that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show they are listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see it, and if you're a lady listener, you can get involved that way. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to be able to buy, sell, and trade in silver right inside your community? Well, Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You can get paid and promote the use of real money. These are things that so many people who believe in liberty believe in. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds to people. You can check them out at DelValleySilver.com. Get a hold of Karen there. Get started, DelValleySilver.com.
All right, so since Scott brought up schools, we'll come back to the pot issue here in a little bit. But since he brought up schools, I've actually been sitting on a little bit of show prep here for a couple of days that I found interesting and I thought should be discussed. It takes the idea of unschooling, which we were just talking about, wherein you don't send your child to any sort of location. They are at home and they are learning about, well, I mean, they could go to the location if they wanted to, but they are at home and they can learn about whatever they want on their own time, on their own schedule, and their own interests.
It's described as child-directed learning.
Certainly sounds more positive, doesn't it, child-directed learning?
Well, I think unschooling's an interesting topic, and people kind of wonder about it if you use the term. But, you know, it's kids learning about what they want to learn about and
right.
retaining the joy of learning.
Because you're learning about something you want to learn about, then it's fun and it's interesting.
Well, think back to high school, for example, and all of the myriad of stupid, pointless subjects that you had to basically memorize to pass the test and then instantly forget.
Yeah.
Like, history, for example, is a subject I do not like, and it just doesn't interest me at all. And I don't remember anything from history. Like, I could barely tell you what year's World War II is.
You couldn't tell me about the Sumerians?
No, not at all. That was the worst kind of history,
wasn't it?
Too.
Oh, it was awful.
But you know, like math, I always liked math. I mean, that kind of stuff sticks with me. I remember it.
I think history could be interesting, but again, one of the problems is it's being presented in this governmental school system where they don't have an incentive to innovate and come up with interesting ways to teach these things.
Yeah, that's one of those subjects that's right out of the book. Every single class, you could have anybody in the world teach it. It's never any different, and it just is. It's so, I hate
especially
it.
Especially when the curriculum amounts to, this was my experience in middle school. I remember middle school history class. You go in, you have a notebook, they put the transparencies up in front of the class, and the woman, the overweight woman teaching the class, just rattles on through a transparency after transparency after transparency, and it's your job to write notes about all of that.
You know,
that is awful.
How much better would it be a parent talking to a child, reading from a book to a child about, you know, history in a voice that was just, animated, and then talking to them about it, and then stepping down and saying, can you imagine this for a second? What this must have been like? 300 men in the Thermopylae standing against an army of a million. You know, like that kind of thing.
And that's the other interesting part about it is that the people who typically teach, maybe not the brand new teachers, but if you've been a public school teacher for 20 years, you are beaten down.
Yeah.
You know, they steal your soul. There's no other way to put it because they do the same mundane, worthless job every day for a group of kids who laugh at them and don't appreciate them. It's babysitting. There's so many reasons why it would just be the worst thing ever to be a high school teacher, you know, and you can really see the ones who've been there for a long time, in most cases, their lack of interest. I mean, they're just there to get a paycheck, their pension. They don't really care at all. And there doesn't need to be any innovation. So it's just, you know, read this, blah, 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 pass the test. Exactly.
It's funny that you mention that, Julia, the idea of the teachers and how they see the kids as these brats, you know, et cetera. There's actually a front page Onion article about exactly that. Maybe we'll have time to share that with you. But I want to talk more about the unschooling of this, because it doesn't all just have to be done with the parents. There are apparently also schools out there that you can send your kids to where the kids still get to direct the learning, where the child, what was it, child-directed?
Child-directed learning. And I'd like to mention one thing about that. You know, we learned all kinds of a variety of weird things in school, but imagine if those things were taught to you instead of by their timetable, by yours mm-hmm. as a child. So, you know, we learned square dancing in, I think, 10th grade or something
wow.
like that.
Yeah, I remember
you can
that.
Imagine how stupid that was. But, it, you know, for everybody in 10th grade, they thought it was torture.
Mm.
But if they would have taught that to us, and, you know, and I know students are different now, but say 6th grade or something like that, when girls are, you know, more interesting. I don't know. I mean, you know, it would have. I think it would have been cooler in 6th grade.
Girls
than it
might have been less
grade.
Interesting in 6th grade.
You know, I think you were still... holding hands would have been more special in 6th grade to me than 10th grade. But I don't know. Whatever.
Well, you usually just swinging your partner round and round and not holding hands.
I would also say that it kind of places this... Because you go to school from 5 to 18. And the reason you go to school till you're 18 is because, well, you're not legally an adult yet and your parents have nothing better to do with you. So
yes.
we've got to have this... This, you
to
know,
keep you out of the labor market.
Yeah, exactly. We've got to have this babysitting organization. But
day prison.
But, like, I mean, my mindset is different. I feel like most people, and maybe after college is done, they have this sort of, like, learning goes on from age 5 to 18 or age
yeah.
5 to 24, and then we stop learning. Instead of this lifetime experience of just gaining knowledge, constantly learning new things, becoming, you know, developing new interests. I mean, they don't think about learning in that way at all, and it's what public schools do to people.
Right,
because
the love of learning has been sucked out of them like
right.
a juice out of an orange.
So here's a story from the Sun Sentinel, sun-sentinel.com.
That's how I eat oranges, by the way. I just suck the juice out. I don't eat the orange at all.
All that awful fiber.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Davey, about 11 a.m. It's about 11 a.m. in the small, sun-drenched building, and 4-year-old Layla Ekendez has an idea. It's her classmate Ian's 8th birthday, so she wants to make him a birthday card. About 5 other kids follow her into a room with a closet full of crayons, paper, and stickers. When they finish, some of the kids wander over to the computers, while others head for the garden or to the refrigerator. At the Sunset Sudbury School, a new private school in Davie, the 11 students ages 4 to 9 set their own agendas. Chalkboards. And it's very interesting that they're putting students of different ages in the same area, in the same classroom. And I think that's
this
an important thing.
Yeah, this is something that bothers me about public schools. And I understand that, you know, maybe I don't have it entirely together here. But I remember being, I think it was in kindergarten or first grade, and there was this kid that I, you know, liked. I don't know how else to describe him. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted him to be my friend, and he was nice to me. And I don't remember his name or anything like that, but he was in third grade. And I wanted to play with him, and I went to find him at the, you know, the third grade classroom. And the teacher there basically told me, you shouldn't be wanting to play with him. I think it was actually second and kindergarten, now that I think about it.
It definitely teaches you that age really means something. Like,
yep.
your age is who you are.
Mm.
And you know what I mean? And that's, I mean, there are some, I think, a lot of generalizations that you can make about ages, but there are always exceptions, and everybody excels in different areas, and that's something
yep.
they kind of set this, you're supposed to be this way at 16, you're supposed to be this way at 18.
But, you know, where in life are you separated by age like
yep.
this? I mean, I worked in the real world, I worked with people who were in their 50s.
You're separated by performance, maybe, but...
And it makes you a more well-rounded person. You can function better in society when you work and you get used to working
Absolutely.
With a variety of people.
If you're working with older folks, too, the maturity will rub off on you,
yeah.
and so it's very important to have kids interacting with adults and older kids. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking, without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced. Comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free. So do head there and enjoy those on us. Archives are included. Hey, have you missed a moment of the show? Well, they're right there at the top of the website. You click, you download, and they're yours. In fact, if you go back into the archive section, you can go all the way back to as late as 2006, late 2006, all of it totally free at freetalklive.com, and it's courtesy of our friends at HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. They have unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, free domain transfers, free file transfers, free database transfers, free script transfers, 24/7 technical support. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
We are talking about unschooling, as it has been called, but I like Mark's new name for it, which is child-directed learning.
Yes.
Is that what it was? Child-directed learning.
I didn't make that up.
Well, yeah, but I like it better. Where essentially you, as a child, are allowed to, well, learn what you want when you want to learn it. Basically, your parents give you some level of ground basics on how to learn. I'm not sure what you teach a child on how to learn. I've never looked into this, but Mark, I imagine you are, because you're going to teach Jack this.
We're pretty much doing this, but...
And that's the other thing. It doesn't have to start at age 5.
No,
it starts now. You know what I mean?
Right.
It starts at birth.
You can go to babyreadingkit.com and see a video of my son Jack reading right now. He's
2.5.
Yeah, 2.5.
But that video was taken, what,
19 months, I believe, or something like that. It says right there on the video. So he's reading certain words, and, you know, that's far sooner than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was reading before I went to school.
Me too.
I was definitely not. You know,
wow.
I don't. Nobody even considered
wow.
doing it. There was one kid in my class of say 25, and I remember that. I remember this distinctly. And you don't remember much from when you're five. The teacher drawing the word cat on the board, C A T, and saying, "Okay, what's this word say?" Now I got the impression she must have taught us that at some point, and this was like a Monday morning, and everybody's just sitting there going, you know, nobody knows.
Wow.
A room full of kindergartners has no idea what cat says. One kid, Roger, I think his name was, certainly began with an R. He's like got his hand up, and the teacher's like, "No, he's not allowed. Roger, you're not allowed to answer." This kid could knew already. Like his parents had taught him a certain amount, but the rest of us didn't. And this was a prep school. So this
Jeez.
Is, you know, this is what the zeitgeist was at the time on how learning's done. You don't teach kids how to read until six or
and
something.
Think about how stunted Roger's growth basically must have been his entire learning career. Because I remember being five and knowing how to read and being bored in school because they were teaching kids how to read and I already knew how to do it. But because I was in grade one or, you know, kindergarten.
Yeah, you
that's
were five.
What I had to
you
do.
Have to be there.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's what you do. You sit there. And it's so funny because the more you talk about it, the more you remember experiences, you just are constantly thinking of all kinds of reasons why public school is just not the way to go.
Why do kids act
it's
out?
It's not just public school, because this was private school. But, you know,
but they're in many ways modeled after them.
Exactly.
It's true. Public school sets the marker, the milestones.
And the government is still very heavily involved in public schools. Not
private
I meant private schools. Not to the same extent, but there are rules about what they have to teach and all that. So they do follow a government
school
model.
In some states, there are more rules than others as well. And you look at the acting out that kids in many ways exhibit in these classrooms. A lot of that is because they aren't being challenged. They already know this
material.
Or they're
not ready for the material. What are the two?
Yeah.
I mean, this is...
And then since the kids can't really properly be disciplined because everyone has to go to school, if you've got a kid who's really acting out, you know what I mean? He's just going to continue to act out.
Yeah.
He never gets... Instead of somebody who owns a school saying, you know what? Your kid's a jerk. If he doesn't... If he doesn't shape up, he's going to get out of here.
Then
so
you're stuck in a class with the nightmare child, and the teacher's spending all their time trying to discipline the child and not teaching anything. So there's just so many problems. So unschooling, right? The child-directed learning.
Right. I'd like to make a point on this. Is there besides the child-directed learning, which you know I'm certainly for, and that's what we're going to do with Jack, but there's this sort of deeper level of it where you have kind of this... You know, no program at all. You know, the child exhibits interest in what the child exhibits interest in, and you can do a little facilitating as a parent or whatever, but, you know, these people go even more hands-off. That's not the way that it's going to be for me. I mean, Jack's very interested in reading and things like that, and, you know, we read to him constantly.
I think that's
same
part
book,
of the...
Over and over.
That's really the key, is setting up a nice environment where your kid wants to learn naturally, and then obviously parents play a humongous role in this. And I think that's one of the reasons why I think public school is lazy without even realizing it, because essentially you're sending your kid off to be taught by somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to worry about
it. You're abrogating your responsibility.
Yeah.
So let me continue here from Sun Sentinel. They're talking about a new school, the Sudbury School, that has opened up in Davie, where there are 11 students, ages 4 to 9, and they set their own agendas, chalkboards, lesson plans, and tests. They don't exist in this school. In traditional schools, there are so many students that kids aren't allowed to talk to each other during their school day, said staffer Edelma Quintana, whose son attends the school. Our kids here are learning how to get along with other kids and negotiate conflict. As public schools adopt tougher standards and emphasize standardized tests, alternative schools have become more popular. The regular public school system and even some private schools tend to operate under the paradigm that kids are lazy and need to be forced to learn, according to the director of the New York-based Alternative Education Resource Organization. We take a diametrically different approach that starts with the assumption that kids are natural learners. Mint said that in the past two decades, the number of homeschoolers nationwide has grown from about 20,000 to about 2 million. He said there are, that's pretty significant. He said there are about 12,000 alternative schools, including charter and public alternatives and Montessori's. Of those, about 200 are democratic schools in which students play a big role in decision making. There has been a lot of debate, however, about the concept. While some experts say it's needed to keep children motivated and feed their innate curiosity, others have argued that kids who lack motivation can flounder. The original Sudbury School in Framingham, Massachusetts, opened in 1968 and challenged families to rethink their own ideas about education. There are now 24 such schools in the United States, and the only other one in Florida is in Palm Harbor near Clearwater. Students don't take any students don't take any standardized tests, not even FCATs. That's the Florida whatever. and they don't get a traditional high school diploma. Despite this, Dion Ekendiz, one of the Davie School founders, said about 80% of Sudbury graduates are accepted into their first choice of college, proving that the students are learning. Now, it's my understanding that kids that are applying to colleges, in many cases, they get shut down. They have to apply to multiple colleges, and in a lot of cases, they don't get approved right out the gate. But she's saying that the supermajority of the kids that graduate from these Sudbury schools are accepted their first choice of whichever college they apply to.
Wow.
I really like that the article brought up the aspect of children socializing and that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
because I think that a huge problem is people... A large amount of people tend to think of being smart as one. There's one kind of smart, and it's book smart. And there are so many other aspects. Like, if you want to function in life, being just book smart isn't going to cut it.
Yeah.
There are so many social graces that you need to learn, and it's important to becoming a well-functioning adult.
Street smarts. I mean, there's something to that.
And beyond the ability to articulate and to connect with people, so important. I mean, that's I would think that that's so much more important than
memorizing the periodic table of elements.
Right. I mean, I haven't used that too much in life.
No.
Or algebra or anything like that. But
I mean, realistically, if you were taught how you could look this up, if you ever wanted to know it, that's all you need to know, unless that's something that you specifically want to go into.
I think that it's good for kids to know their times tables and
basic arithmetic,
but
that's covered in the first couple of years of elementary school, and everything after that is just useless.
I think it's nice to be able to know how to do long division, and
when the hell have you ever done that?
It's nice to know understand it.
Okay,
I'm just saying to understand why it's done. I do it sometimes. If I do it.
Students don't take any standardized tests, and to get into college, students can opt to take entrance exams. So you don't need a diploma to get into a college.
I didn't go to my first choice college. I went to college, but I took my GED, and I just had to take the college entry-level tests, and that was it, and I ranked very high. Yep.
1-800-259-9231. More about the Sudbury School, where kids are encouraged to actually learn at their own pace and learn what they want to learn, which... as we've been finding out, is a really exciting and great way for kids to educate themselves. Turns out it works pretty well. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our Learning Resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And hey, if you enjoy this program, we would like you to vote for us. Please take a moment, go to podcastawards.com, scroll down to the politics / news category, select Free Talk Live. You may also want to select some of our friendly, liberty-oriented friends in the podcast world, like Freedomain Radio. They're in another category. School Sucks, also in another category. And Taryn's podcast, which is Pirates of Savannah. That's all available in different categories. But in the politics / news category, Free Talk Live is your choice. You may notice Wheels Off Liberty, which is a great show, and we love Jamie and Mike, but they have very nicely decided to cede their position to us and become our vice winners, yes. Essentially. So they're.
But we'd still have to win in order for them to be vice winners. So
right.
If you want Wheels Off Liberty to be the vice winners, you got to vote for Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Voting for Wheels Off Liberty, well, it's a waste of a vote that could go to Free Talk Live. And then, I'm sorry,
so vote for Wheels
it's
going to
be close with the Young Turks. I mean,
and Dennis Miller's in this year, too, and he's a national
show. You've
got to vote
every single day. Otherwise, Free Talk Live's not going to make it.
Yeah, so please go to go to podcastawards.com, cast your vote for Free Talk Live in the politics / news category, fill out your name and email address, click submit. You're going to get an email verification in your inbox. Open that up, click the link inside it, and you're done voting for that 24 hours. And then 24 hours later, you can do it again all the way through the 15th. So please go to podcastawards.com and vote for Free Talk Live. It makes a big difference for us. We're talking about the idea of child-directed education. And it's typically talked about in the mode of that the child is at your home and the child is learning there and just deciding on its own what the child wants to learn, what it's interested in. And that eventually it will get interested in all the things that it needs to know to have a enriching life. And it turns out that it works really well, but it also can be done in a school setting. And that's what we're talking about here with the Sudbury School. So maybe you just don't feel like you've got the time to stay home and monitor for safety and all that while your kid is learning during the day. And,
or maybe you don't like, I don't know, like, well, I guess this is more homeschooling, but I wouldn't really be interested in that at all.
In doing the teaching?
Yeah.
Me neither.
I think there are a lot of parents that want that sort of schooling for their kids and have no interest in doing it themselves at all. So
right. So some people are now sending their kids to these Sudbury schools, and Sun Sentinel's been talking about it, pointing out how even though they don't get a high school diploma out of this, that doesn't matter. 80% of these kids that are graduating from this Sudbury school, where they get to direct their own education, they're in there with kids of different ages and everything. And by the way, it helps to have kids of different ages in there because older kids can teach the younger kids things. It can ask for help.
If you have smart older kids, younger kids tend to look up to older
kids.
So if instead of like public school where the older kids are, you know, maybe not so interested in learning, like you're talking about teaching an entire different set of principles from a young age that's encouraged by older peers.
Yeah, so in this case, 80% going on to college, of their first choice of college, they're accepted. And, of course, they can always just take an entrance exam. They don't need to have a diploma. Joshua Joseph, age 9, recently learned how to make pop-up books. He said he likes it. He can spend as much time as he wants playing computer games. While some may question how the format works with reading and math, the truth is, that's the easy stuff, said one of the educators, or the not educators, but the people, the founders of the school. Our children will need skills like self-understanding, self-motivation, and creative problem-solving. The Sunset Sudbury School opened in August after about 3 years of planning. Its founders are parents that are turned off by traditional public schools.
I'd like to address this reading and math thing real quick. I don't know what other people's experience was in school, but I know that I started algebra in, I believe, the eighth grade.
That sounds about right.
And, you know, prior to that, I'm not exactly sure what we were learning, but probably more complicated arithmetic. And, you know, probably regular arithmetic was handled somewhere, somewhere around grade 3 or grade 4, I would suspect. We were learning our times tables, and I knew my times tables in second grade. So when you're talking about these, the idea that kids need to learn, school needs to focus on reading, writing, and arithmetic. Well, you know, reading, I couldn't spell all the way through school. I was a terrible speller. It wasn't until I actually did read, and I read for fun. I didn't read in school unless I was forced to read.
Me too.
Book report or anything like that. I wasn't going to read
book reports. I just, like, you know, try to fudge my way through it.
Oh, see, I loved reading, and I loved doing book reports. Not written ones. We used to have ones where you could, like, make something that had represented the book, and I loved it.
I liked to read, just not what they wanted me to read.
Yeah. No, it was always when I got to pick the book. When it was when it was a book like Where the Red Fern Grows, The Great Gatsby, books that I'm supposed to like, because these are classics.
Yeah.
Hated those.
The Inferno.
Yeah.
Dante's Inferno.
Well, that thing's written, the way that's written, it's terrible.
Horrible.
To have to read. But, you know, people want schools to focus on these things, but mostly they can't, because kids already know this stuff by, you know, younger ages, and if they really did focus on that, then what would happen with the rest of these courses? You know, there's, in second grade, we're learning about Aborigines and things like that. I don't know when I've ever used this information.
The school, which hopes to serve K-12, doesn't group students by age range, unlike some Montessoris. Here, kids arrive anytime between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. The school stays open until 3:30 p.m., but parents can take students out during the day. If a child wants to spend his days catching caterpillars, founders say that's fine because it builds patience. Coming to the school dressed as a princess is a form of expression, and when students plan a field trip, discussing the cost is a practical way to learn math. That's right, the students plan their own field trips.
Man, I'm so jealous. Ripped off in school.
Still, the founders say it's not for everyone. The students have to want to be there. And setting their own agendas adds responsibilities. Every day, each student meets with 3 or 4 adult staffers and discusses the day's plan. Students police the rules and have a judicial committee that talks with violators about the consequences of breaking a rule. So I'd like to hear a little more about that, actually. The school, which charges $6,600 a year for full-time tuition, would like to grow, especially when people are always talking about private schools are $40,000, huh? We can't afford this.
Public school is like $12,000 per student.
That's
you don't see the cost, but how would you like to get that back?
In my experience, most of the private schools most private schools cost significantly less per student than public schools do.
Beasy Bowden.
Most of the hidden cost, by the way, is in kids with learning challenges, and
that's because now they're trying to make it so every kid has one because they get more federal grant money and all that stuff. So, you know, kids got a lazy eye, learning disability. Kids doesn't pay attention as well as he should in the class, learning disability. Everybody's got a learning disability.
So VZ Bowden, whose 4-year-old son Julian attends the school, said she thought that he'd spend most of his day playing. Instead, he developed an interest in writing after mingling with his peers. She admits she had reservations in the beginning, saying that it's not easy grappling with the idea that your kid is not going to get a traditional high school diploma or take the FCAT. But at the end of the day, I saw what graduates of Sudbury schools were doing with their lives. They were eloquent, responsible, and mature. She said, my feeling was that if I could have that for my children, all of the other stuff doesn't matter.
I really like the point that, was it the principal or I don't, it's not really a principal,
but
one of the founders of the school said that the school isn't for everybody. And I think that, you know, a lot of people, when they hear this, like in their head, that's what they can think, like, oh no, like, you know,
not my kid.
Exactly. But this is exactly the reason why we should get rid of public schools, why they need to go away, because everybody learns so differently and we need to have all these options and the amount of options and creativity and innovation that could exist.
Well, I think
the potential is
tremendous.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think child directed learning is for a lot more kids
than realize
it's for parents.
Yeah.
A lot of parents. I mean, it's
parents are still stuck in a paradigm.
Stick in the mud parents that have a bigger problem.
Right, they're putting themselves in the kid's place, and they're presuming that the way things were for them should be the way things were for their kid. Because it worked for me.
Well,
here I am.
John Stossel, when he did that special several years ago, I think it was called "Stupid in America."
That's right.
He pointed out that. I totally just forgot what I was going to say.
Well, there was the Swiss people that were looking down at the American
kids. Oh, I remember.
Kids.
I'm sorry. I got up early for work today. He pointed out that everything in our society has completely it's evolved, it's changed, and school is exactly the same as it was when it was set up.
Pretty much.
The school, the public school model has not changed, though everything else in our society has.
It's still the Prussian system, and John Taylor Gatto talks a lot about the history of the government school system and the reason why it was created, and the purpose essentially is to create a dumbed-down class of worker bees.
Too. Yep.
Who will never question their circumstances and who will just plug into some career for their whole life, eventually retire, never question the government, never question anything about their lives. And it absolutely does work. It has brilliantly, successfully brainwashed the American public into believing the government's necessary and the government is good. And you're absolutely right, Julia. One of the most important things we could do for the future of mankind is to free ourselves from this government system. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and let 1,000 flowers of educational methods bloom. Hour 3 is next. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.